Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, very sad, but a rising trend of teenage boys exposed to sextortion threat in the lead-up to a Safer Internet Day on Tuesday, 7 February. Kids Helpline is highlighting the concerning trend of overseas criminal syndicates preying on Australian children, particularly teenage boys, by extorting money from them after deceiving them to send sexual explicit images over instant messages platforms. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Leo Heed, Kids Helpline counsellor. On the line, Leo, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Really good to speak with you. And yeah, good to be able to have a yarn about this important topic.
Yeah, very important topic. And look, it's very devastating because I'm trying to get my head around what is sextortion threat. Please explain that and the rising trend of a teenage boy. So enlighten us first regarding the connotation of the work that it is and how we can prevent it and what's happening to our kids who have been threatened this way.
Yes, Trevor. So with that word sextortion and what it means really is it's another type of online scam that our young people are getting involved in. And look, it's not just our young people. Mm. It is, we're hearing that it is happening to adults, but it is having quite a big effect on the mental health of our young people. So what this is about is kids having a chat online with someone they think might be another person of their age. They end up, this conversation moves to something sexual. It's fairly common for young people to be interested in that stuff. Next thing they know, they've been sort of tricked into sharing a naked photo of themselves.
Mm.
And after that, the other person that they're speaking to will turn around and say to them, pay me money or pay me in game vouchers or I'm going to share this image with your friends and family online.
That's sextortion threat right away. That's it. That's the explanation of it.
Yep, that's
description.
It. So we're seeing like a big increase in this over the last few years, and we're getting we had over 100 calls from young people last year to our Kids Helpline counsellors talking about this issue, and we found that in that the majority of those being affected were our young men. That they're being targeted in this and being tricked into doing it.
Mm.
I guess one of that big issue then is is the shame and embarrassment.
Of course.
That they're feeling. You know, at that age, your identity and your reputation is so important. And so they're feeling a lot of shame and embarrassment when this happens.
Well, scammers across the board are coming with from all the industries and all ways of doing it for financial gain, but into a person's privacy and also, like I said, defamation is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've got to be just so careful and cautious online, and that's why this ties so well into Safer Internet Day, which is an important day where we're raising awareness about the importance of and the message that we've got for Safer Internet Day is connect, reflect, and protect. And the key one there is about reflecting, and that's thinking about the actions that we take and what we do online before we do it. And that for our young people, I think that's really important. Taking a pause and go, hey, do I trust this person? If I share something with them, what could be the consequence? What could happen with it? So really, we want to get that message out, taking that pause, thinking about things, and making sure we try to avoid these situations before they happen.
Exactly. How are we going on the other side of the coin in regard to this has happened to teenagers? How are we fighting the scammers, and how are we protecting the teenagers thereafter?
Yes. So we know that the Australian Federal Police and the Office of the eSafety Commissioner have got this on their radar, and they're doing what they can. I mean, this is a challenging area. These criminal gangs, they're overseas, they're on the internet, and it is a tough thing to deal with. But the authorities are doing what they can. Then we've got on, we've got Hey Kids Helpline is here. And so if a young person or a family is impacted by this, they can pick up the phone or they can jump online and they can call up and have a chat with one of our counsellors who are aware of this issue and are able to provide the support to them. And I think an important message is if it does happen, an adult, a parent, carer, reminding the young person that it's not their fault.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing that's happened, but it's not their fault, and there's support available. And then now you pick up the phone, you contact Kids Helpline, and now counsellors can have a chat and link them into other agencies like the eSafety or the AFP, who can begin an investigation, and taking a report and helping them through the next steps on what to do.
Okay, so Kids Helpline, how do people contact you?
Yeah, so Kids Helpline, we're a free, private and confidential service. We're 24/7, 7 days a week, so there's always someone here to have a yarn with. You can call us on 1-800-55-1800, and that's a free call. Or you can jump online, and you can chat online with our counsellors as well, and that's at kidshelpline.com.au.
Okay, beautiful. Leah, thank you very much for the yarn, and thank you for sharing with us this sad threat as such, but then the cautious operation that we all need to be doing, especially with our kids. But Helpline 1-800-55-1800. Thank you for the yarn. Keep doing the good work that you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Leah.
Yeah, good to speak with you, Trevor. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There it is, a deadly yarn there with Leo Heck, and he's a Kids Helpline counsellor, and just talking about that space, which I didn't even know of, but rising trend of teenage boys exposed to sextortion threat. So that's where people grab an image of a shelf that you may have posted, whatever, innocently, then they grab it and saying, look, we got your photos here, and we know what you're up to, or in regards to you send us money, otherwise we're going to put this out over the internet and bad mouth you, defame you, whatever the case may be. So there it is, new, never heard of it, but that's another scam, you could say. We need to protect ourselves. Kids Helpline, 1-800-55-1800. Reach out and let's protect our kids. We all need to be careful in regard to the world that we live in the 21st century information age. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah.
This is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day. Back girl, see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
I walk to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd bar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great finding you, I'm talking about great aim. I feel it like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. Let them know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let them know that we on. We on.
Older brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
I walk to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu, one of us.
What I live for, just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanna diss his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar. Let him know about. I can hear that crowd roar. See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. Get the ball with the fellas. Great bunny, I'm talking about great. I am. I feel it like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. See, you know where I come from.
I know where I come from.
And you know where I'm going.
I know where I'm going.
It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great bunny, I'm talking about great. I am.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Messing with the kids. You're the kids, no child, and I don't. make me feel nice when your wife let me get.
She got the perfect body every man want. Sexy, pretty kitty, yes, I know me want that.
Me want
your good body really need a good love. And bend the tree, the back, you the one, they're coming out. I'ma need that body right now.
So I can box that shit. Hey, girl, I'm turning my whole face down. I'm up, girl, let me put all me in you. Thank you, say you love me. Make you call it my baby.
Baby, girl, why you so damn fine? Your body need a good from behind. Girl, that she ain't black and our glass got a root boy. Grip up on your body so damn.
Come and let me show you the bad man thing, yeah. You're a queen and I'm trying to show you the truth.
Body,
she open up her legs, I'm like a spider. She know all the freaky things me like that. And I got brown her eyes, when she read me, when she read me.
Bend over, bend over, bend over. Me need that body,
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 body.
Slowly go down.
Jump on them on me. Jump on them on me.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindi Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have yourself coolness on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, next segment, which way yarning? Great to catch up with the boys in blue from Edmonton Police, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. And his Delhi bodyguard, Delhi Murray, followed that, PLO, Stephen Brand. A very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Trevor.
All right, start with you, brother Steve. Who your mob? Where you from?
Proud Yidabal warrior from the Cardinal Ravenso district. Grew up in Delhi. So, yeah, what is town, Australia.
Beautiful, brother. Good footprint.
Great.
And Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, where do you stem from, brother?
Yeah,
I'm
a Tablelands boy.
Yeah, so hillbilly
far,
boy.
Yep, far northern. And, yep.
And St. Augustine's, eh?
Ex-St. Augustine's boy. That's correct. I don't know whether I need to mention that.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. We can't. So Bulldogs used to kick your butts many times. On the
football field. I remember a few swimming carnivals you lost there, but anyway, we'll have that chat later.
Black
on.
Fellas can't swim. And there's crocodile shark and chasing him. All right, good to see you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Here we are, 2023. Is this our first program?
This is our first one.
Yep.
For 2023. Yep. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome back to Deadly.
Yeah.
Start of 2023, we're going to just touch base in regard to, 2022, the year that was, new year, clean slate. Let's make it good. So some messages out there that you want to push out there, gentlemen?
Yeah, look, I know our district officer, his priorities are quite clear for this year, 2023. Reducing road trauma. Okay, so we have had already some fatals on our roads, which we want to certainly keep those numbers down.
I think between Christmas and New Year was 10...
Yeah,
ten fatalities.
Yeah, and look, those public holidays seem to always attract a number of fatals and a high volume of traffic crashes, purely because there's more people on the roads, you know. But that's a tragic time for anyone to lose a family member.
And condolences to the families that lost loved ones, you know. But we need to be safe. We need to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Second priority for him is domestic violence. That's something that should always be in the back of our minds.
Yes.
I think that's, you know, that's a, it requires a whole of community response.
Mm.
If we know someone that may be subjected to domestic violence or a perpetrator, we can reach out, especially as family, and help those people, whether it's an aggrieved that needs shelter and protection,
sure,
or a respondent that may need someone just to have that chat with them and say, mate, I don't think this is the right thing to, the right way to treat your partner. So, you know, those conversations should be happening every day in families, particularly around children, because we don't want those children to age and think that behaviour is acceptable in a relationship.
And the sad thing is, it's 80%, 90% males being the culprit, committing that crime. And, well, to me, and as a male, and a man, and been married 32 odd years, you got no right to touch that woman.
Yeah, they're shameful figures, you know, and not anything that any male's proud of. And, when we look at domestic violence, it's, you know, it's something that impacts the community, you know, right to our grassroots. So, you know, that work's never, ever going to be undone. We will never get to the bottom of you know, our push to rid our society of domestic violence. And we've got to also remember that does include our elder abuse.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you. And that's all types of abuse, financial, physical, mental, emotional, all the above.
Absolutely, yep. And remember now we've got coercive control. So, you know, that's the hidden control in the background of someone pretty well controlling most aspects of someone else's life.
Yes.
So, you know, that is one of his priorities, and the third one that he's raised is our youth property crime. That's not isolated to the far north here. You know, we're seeing you know, pockets of that as an issue throughout this country. So, that's another difficult one to deal with, because you know, we don't want our children starting off their lives at a very young age with criminal records.
Yes.
And exactly. And sometimes their behaviours can impact whole of communities. So, very good priorities to have for us up in the far north.
Yep.
And
now you mentioned youth crime. That is still a big problem here in far north, but across the nation, if not across the world. But you guys in blue can only do what you can do in regards to the rules and regulations. And if there's got to be some changes made here, it's got to come from Parliament, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, Parliament definitely give us our toolbox of how we manage, you know, when we bring people before justice.
Mm.
But our youth crime problem, it is another issue like domestic violence, where it's a whole of community problem.
Yes.
You know, we there's a number of departments that all have engagement in the issues and are all working tirelessly to try and prevent the youth crime issues.
Sure.
But this also extends out to our family. I know we've spoken on this program previously about positive mentors.
Yes.
You know, getting kids back to country, having other interests other than hanging around at night time when they may get up to mischief. You know, I know we had one program here where we know where your children are.
Yeah, sure, exactly. You know, we spoke about that. Yeah, yes.
And who they're hanging around. You know, that's sometimes important. And if you notice that one of your children's knocking around with a group that may be undesirable, they don't sort of have the values that they should have. You know, at a very young age, it's probably time to have a conversation with that child. And
exactly, we lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Yeah, yeah, and just point them in the right direction. You know, we can't sort of wait till they start committing these offences.
Sure,
it becomes much more harder.
And look, the whole community, black and white, are screaming out about sick and tired, or being sick and tired, sick and tired of the crime. You know, but you guys do your job. You may catch the culprits, but you take them to court. But because of rules and regulation, and the judges run by those rules and regulations as well, okay, you've been reprimanded, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
And the kids know that.
And some of these...
So they commit the crime again.
Like some of these young offenders, once they've been through the court process, one, they know that police can't pursue. Yeah. Secondly, they know that these detention centres in Brisbane and Townsville are both at capacity.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know.
And the answer is not building more prisons, but at the same time, what do we do? I mean, it costs about $100,000 to have one person in jail for 12 months. well, there's a $100,000 you can put into a program for that individual to help them get a better life or vision for a good life,
And we do talk a lot about early intervention, which is highly important, preventing these children from getting into engaging in these activities in the first place. But that does really start right at that family level, that early intervention. Having those conversations with children and, you know, raising them to have respect for not only other people's property and other people, but for respect for themselves.
Exactly. And the sad thing we've said before, well, sometimes in some situations, kids out there having kids. Some people have children, but care factor zero because they're young themselves, so they don't have the life skills in bringing a child in this life and raising a child, you know what I mean? And so the child then feels unloved, unwanted, you know, care factor zero, so they go ahead with their own life and make their own decisions, which is bad decisions a lot of times, isn't it?
That's right, And I think... you know, that may be somewhere to start is if a child has, you know, or a young person has had a child, you know, that some of those responsibilities remain with that young person, with the parenting of that child. A lot of the time that child may want to give that child off to someone else to raise.
And Blackfella Way, they do that a lot, actually. Senior Sergeant Dendler, let me ask you a question in regard to when you police officers are talking to youth or correcting youth or catching a culprit for the third, fourth time, do you have conversation with parents?
Yeah, look, we have like a support network we can engage their parents with. A lot of the time, you know, disadvantaged families may have issues with, it may only be, you know, it may be a simple thing as their home finances are an issue, maybe homelessness. You know, there could be alcohol abuse, drug abuse, domestic violence. So there's a number
The parents are not in a good place.
That's right. So there's a number of different agencies we can refer the parents to so that they can get that assistance.
That's all you can do.
To try and make it a better home life for that child. So, you know, we do engage the parents. We do speak with them. A lot of the time, you know, they're at a position of despair themselves. Sure.
It falls on deaf ears, of course,
and it's and it becomes difficult for them. Or look, sometimes some of them parents condone the actions of their children, so that, you know, they don't see it as a big problem. And
well, they'll probably get benefits from that crime.
Yeah, and look, that becomes a bigger problem again for us because we
double whammy, bammy.
Yeah, we lack the person that we need to engage with to try and get that child to, you know, correct their behaviours.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where we would lean on other agencies, whether it's child safety or youth justice, you know, in their areas with their contact with the child, hopefully that they can engage.
To our deadly listeners that they've just tuned in, Trinity Trev here with National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with the boys in blue, Senior Sergeant Glenda Lai and PLO Stephen Grant, and the segment Which We're Yarning. We're first one back for 2023, and we're just touching base and talking about, traffic. In regard to fatalities we've had over the festive season, very sad. DVO, youth crime, just touching base in regard to the conversations there, but we are all in this together. We need to keep our community safe, and it is a team effort, you know. Sometimes I feel as though that people jump up and down when they're pulled over by the police or been approached by the police. But if you're doing wrong, then you're at fault. You know, pointing fingers, three fingers pointing back at you, you know, and we're here to keep us safe and, to support the and protect the people in the community. But it's a hard slug sometimes, isn't it? How are we going in regarding recruiting? Has more police come on board for 2023 or where are we at with that?
Look, our recruiting will never end. Me and Steve have done a training course.
You wear four hats each, do you?
Nearly, yeah. So me and Steve have just been through our training to become recruitment officers at the end of 2022.
Oh, rightio.
Yeah. So
so you as a PLO become a recruit officer?
Yes.
Four PLOs?
For anyone.
Yeah.
For officers to be, people who become officers?
Correct. So
black and white, Steve?
Correct. So I don't remember the name of the course that's currently run at TAFE this year, but it's sort of like a justice entry program.
Sure.
That will be commencing, so you can do.
But that's not only for the hat that you wear as a PLO.
No, that could be for
anybody going to become a police officer.
Yeah, they can do that mainstream course here in Cairns.
And you're on the committee there?
Myself and
Senior Glenda Lai.
We went to the induction.
Oh, good.
Last year, which was a good turnout from across the board.
And you got some people who got passions about their career.
Mm.
So you'd find people who've got a passion to become a police officer.
Yeah.
They'd be knocking at the door.
But these courses are also good for people who don't know what they want to do.
You know, okay.
So they can just
give an option.
Test the water, see whether they think this is the career path that they want to take, you know. But the beauty of that, the program that me and Steve went to the opening of, I mean, that was an Indigenous targeted program.
Yes.
Mm. And look, there's no question that, you know, all law enforcement needs more Indigenous Australians, First Nations, in their ranks.
Yes.
And, you know, and this is a great opportunity for them to become involved, learn what it's about, and make that decision whether it's a career path that they do want to take, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly if you'd been through that course and you did want to progress into the Queensland Police Service, you know, we would absolutely be...
Welcome you.
We will be knocking on your door.
Exactly.
And it's not also the QPS, it's also the AFP. They've come on board in regards to this partnership with Queensland.
So there's the Australian Federal Police.
That's correct. They've come on board.
So there's different platforms there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Just quickly explain that.
Steve, I wasn't going to mention that because I'm competing against other agencies here, so I'm plugging the Queensland Police Service.
Yeah, but there you go.
It was. Look,
QPS, represent.
Yeah. So, the course, even if you wanted to get into marine parks, if you wanted to get into quarantine, you wanted to get into customs, This course actually gave you, you know, all of those skills that would deal with legislation and enforcement and those types of career paths, you know, including the
10 different avenues there, but you're only looking at one avenue.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, as a QPS man.
Being selfish.
Oh, there it is. Look, a beautiful yarn, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Touch base. So, look, a message to everybody out there who are tuned in to National Talk Black. Look, no matter what state or territory, it's about being safe, keeping safe, and keeping everybody safe. Abide by the rules. I mean, I always say life is simple, people complicate it. And let's respect the boys and girls in blue. They're here to protect and serve. But we all need to do our bit in regarding making that happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you see a young person or someone commit crime or doing something right, hey, not a good idea, or whatever, you try and deter them from doing it, you know. Especially our young ones regarding the crime rate. But thank you for the yarn.
Yep.
We'll keep the yarns going strong here on Which Way Yarning. And look, proudly sponsored by Puccone, Edmonton, Brisbane. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bibber Media and healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on a banana or an apple rather than a Mars bar or picnic. Anyway, guys, talk soon. All the best.
Thank you.
Yarn soon, eh? Gotcha. Happy 23.
Yep.
Thanks, Graf.
To Deadly. Beautiful yarn with the boys in blue. Which Way Yarning, proud Deadly segment. I've been running for about 7 odd years, you know. Had a little break there, but we're back now and kicking goals with it. And look, it's a fantastic tool vehicle. We can have a yarn and we can find out in regard to how do we operate and how do we converse and how do we work with the police, whether it be Queensland Police, New South Wales Police, whatever, in regard to keeping us all safe. That's what it's all about. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Added the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
And yeah, we